from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
An Antiguan MP says his name is next on the firebombers' hit list.
How can I just ignore it? I think the best security for myself and my family is to go public.
Striking workers return to their jobs in Jamaica, while in Grenada, a walkout seems imminent. And talk of a regional kidney bank. I'm Mike Jarvis, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Antiguan government MP Hugh Marshall believes he and Foreign Affairs Minister Lester Byrd are next on the list of senior figures facing criminal attacks. First, there was the firebombing of the home of Antigua's parliamentary speaker. Then, the burning down of the home of former Antiguan diplomat Ron Saunders. Also, the headquarters of the women's arm of the ruling ALP were burnt down at the weekend. Sources close to the Antiguan government told Caribbean Report that the attacks are directly linked to the long-running leadership struggle within Prime Minister Weber's cabinet. Attempts have been made to pin the blame on the opposition parties, which have been calling for Mr. Byrd's resignation. They have strenuously denied any links to the attacks. Our sources say the attacks are in fact being coordinated by persons committed to protecting the Prime Minister's hold on power.